do the Jews have anything to do with you and a job? I don't understand. Help me. I'm not a smart man. You got to help me.
Oh, I think it's quite a tough
one. No, you got to help me. How does that keep you from, you know, getting a job? And I mean, do you like being homeless? Do you like not having a place to sleep?
The interest rate returns on my investment portfolios that I had created when I started the charity of eternal life, vitality, rebirth, etc. When I showed them my creations, my inventions on the computer, Facebook, on Twitter, before they robbed me, raped me,
but
murdered me, covered up.
But you got to be able to pick yourself up, obviously, from the streets, and there's all kinds
of
places.
But you got a bunch of Jews with their boot on your throat.
No. But they...
It's going to be a bit different.
Yeah. But there's a lot of places that are hiring and looking for help. And I mean, I like to help people, but, you know, people have to help themselves. You know, I've known a lot of people that were on drugs. And if a person's on drugs, you can't get them off of drugs until you know what has to happen. They have to cry out and say, I don't want to kill myself. I got to stop drugs. They got to cry out and want. You can't lead them. You can't force them. You can't pay for it. You can't trick them. You can't convince them. Same thing with alcohol. How about this? Cigarettes.
This guy right here, actually, in the truck, his name's Shane.
Huh?
He bullied and beat the shit out of my cousin.
Okay.
Dale Foster. And he got so fucking... So
yeah, there's a lot of injustice going on in the world. But you know what's amazing? I just shared the gospel with you about what Christ did for us, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. And if we'll put our faith in it and repent and turn and follow him, he'll give us, when God sees a willing vessel, he'll give us a new heart and a new mind. And we can be transformed and everything changes.
Our cousin was
We follow him in holiness and obedience, and we have to endure every day. And what's great about God, what I love about God, is all the good things he did, his creation, how he sent Christ for us, how loving and merciful he is. But another great thing about God, you just mentioned about that man doing a crime and getting away with it. No one's gonna get away with anything in eternity against God. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There's going to be a day of reckoning, it's called. He's going to reckon everything right.
It's called Revelations.
Yeah.
When Michael the archangel takes command of,
he's going to make everything right again. So
it's called the rapture.
So what we don't want to do is worry about everybody else. What we want to do is make sure we're in a good standing with God, and that has to come through Christ the Savior, and that's what that gospel card does for you. And if you go on the internet, don'tperish.com, my website's there.
What's your name again?
My email's on there, James. My email's on there. And I can help encourage you in the faith anytime. Sound good?
Yeah.
Shoot me an email sometime, man. Love to help you, encourage you. God be praised. I love you, man. You're my neighbor. I love you.
Hey, let me ask you something.
What's that?
Is there anything special in the world that you wanted to know?
Anything in the world I wanted to know?
Anything whatsoever that you want to know right now?
Not really.
So you're a dedicated missionary.
The word of God gives me everything I need, and everything else in the world that's unknown, I don't care about. So, nothing I really need to know.
So you're following the commanders.
I'm following the word of God by his spirit. Amen.
Commanders.
The commandments, yeah.
Commanders.
Oh, I don't know what you mean by commanders.
I'm
following commandments. I'm following my master.
On the struggle of Mount Sinai, okay, before the commandments were solidified.
Mm-hmm.
The guide stones. Right? The struggle of Mount Sinai was, there were a few individuals whom had taken notice of the power of the Spirit, the God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Holy Spirit.
Okay.
The Holy Ghost. Right? The struggle on Mount Sinai was when multiple individuals had gained a type of type of special power, gift, after the death of Jesus, supposed Jesus, in the beginning.
Jesus didn't die in the beginning. He died in the New Testament.
When he died, they had attempted to steal his kingdom and the keys to his kingdom. That's what happened.
Yeah.
The struggle of Mount Sinai was one of the children of the Ark of the Covenant of the True.
Yeah, I think,
son,
you know,
true you're, son.
You're losing me here because you're going way outside of Scripture. That sounds like that sounds like Gnosticism, way outside of Scripture and the truth of God. Because
on Mount Sinai, there
the word was sealed at, after the book of Revelation, no. And there's nothing that's added to it about what you're talking
that's
about
the
in Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
That's the eternal battle.
Well, the battle is between good and evil, life and death, light and dark. That's the battle.
People that Jesus himself taught when they began to fight over whom controlled, supposedly, the actual ark.
Mm. Well, there's no fight. There's no fight, really,
it's
because
the fight of angels and demons.
Yeah, because the Bible says that the Father's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end is actually is Christ. Right. And he's the beginning, he's the end, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he is everything. And one day he's going to come back, return, he's going to vanquish this earth of evil. And the Bible says in 2 Thess 1, he's coming back with flaming fire, yep, angels, and he's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. And I want you to be on the side that knows him and obeys the gospel. Otherwise, you're going to be destroyed.
He actually creates angels here on earth amongst us. And places the power to make the world change within us.
I don't know about that. I think all the angels were created from the beginning. He does send angels as his messengers. Satan was an angel who fell. He's got minions that are now demons. And so that's the power of light and dark. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. And that's what the Bible tells us in
Satan
Ephesians 6.
Satan is what they called the man that they murdered on the cross. No. Whom invented these powers.
Oh, Satan's a real adversary. They called
murdered
Jesus.
Him in cold blood.
Yeah.
And yeah. He arose an innocent man and was crowned Michael.
Yeah, they
the archangel.
They
king of all things.
Yeah, they hold on. They called
the Bible, right?
Yeah.
They called hold on a second. They called Jesus. Wait a minute. Let me finish this one. They killed Jesus and they called him of Satan, but he wasn't of Satan. That was his enemies that called him that. What question did you have,
exactly
sir?
Exactly right.
Can I give you a gospel card?
Yeah. What's the difference between the Muslim Bible and the Christian Bible?
Oh, the Muslim Bible? Between the Muslim Bible and the Christian Bible? Oh, a
the
huge
Muslim
difference.
The Muslim Bible, okay.
Here you go. Ready? The Muslim Bible is written by one man over 20 years with no verifiable miracles and very little archaeological evidence of anything. The Bible is written over... Well, you asked me, now you're not going to let me answer.
Muhammad himself witnessed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, no.
In the beginning, during the creation. During the creation.
Hey, you know what? Talking about... Are you a Muslim?
Huh?
Are you a Muslim?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Talking about the Muslim faith, here's the thing I always tell Muslims. The Bible has 24,000 manuscripts that back it up. The Quran, very little. All of God's messengers, the messengers. But here's the thing, ready? The big difference about the difference between the Muslim faith and the Christian faith is the Muslim faith, and I love Muslims, but I got to tell them the truth. The Muslim faith is like every other faith in the world. New Age, Buddhism, Hinduism, ready for this? They're all reaching up to God to try to find their way to God. Christianity is the only faith because it's the truth. Guess what the difference is? God reached down to us. So the big difference is Jesus Christ. Who is he? And the Muslim faith is wrong.
Believe,
I can prove it right
believe.
Here.
Look, he get one time to go to.
No, I can prove. I can prove the Muslim faith is wrong.
Muslims don't believe.
This
in
that
Jesus.
Shit yeah. I love.
Muslims
dog.
Don't believe in Jesus.
No, they do.
They believe in God.
They do
yeah,
believe
God,
in Jesus.
Yeah.
They believe in Jesus.
Like,
they said he's a prophet.
Yeah, I mean, like when you okay, but
okay,
they
Muhammad
priest.
Yeah, they don't believe he's son of God.
Check this out. Check this out. Adam and Eve were the first two in Eden when Satan created. In a promise to make the world perfect.
Uh-huh.
Adam and Eve in the beginning.
Muhammad.
Yeah. But wait, can I finish
Muhammad,
my part about Jesus?
Muhammad was a bastard.
The Muslim faith says
Eve.
Jesus is a great prophet.
And
I can refute the Muslim faith real quick. Ready? They say he's a great prophet. Do great prophets lie? No, they don't. Jesus said he was the son of God. The Muslim faith says God has no son. So Jesus either truly Lord and God or he's a liar. Which one is it? Check out that website. Email me. I'd love to talk to you more about it. God be praised. Check it out, man. Check out that website. I love you.